It's recording. Do you guys ever have, this happened to me this morning on the way in, and things like this happen to me sometimes. Do you guys have people make assumptions about things you might be interested in or things that you might know about based on the way that you look? Like, do people ask you?
Are these random people or people that are close
to you? Random people. Like, is there ever just like a, here's my example. I was walking into the building today, just minding my own business, listening to a podcast on my headphones. And one of the security people was like talking loudly. It's like, not talking to me, are they? I walk in every single day. No one ever talks to me. And they were talking to me. And I was like, oh, yeah? And she goes, is that your bike right there? I was like, so many thoughts went through my mind all at once. I was like, well, no, it isn't. But I understand why you might have thought that.
Why?
Like, I just look like a guy who might ride a bike.
You look like a guy that might ride a bike.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, you
like,
do.
I look like a guy who might ride a fixed gear bicycle to work.
Do you think was it he or she?
A woman.
Do you think she was just trying to get the bike out of a certain area?
Yes, because somebody.
Everyone?
No, she wasn't asking everyone because I stood there for a minute and I was like, all right, let's see. Let's see.
You did some recon?
Let's see if this is have I been stereotyped? Is this what's been? Yeah, and I was.
Maybe you were just the last person for her to ask.
I don't know, because other people walked by and she didn't ask them. And then the guy whose bike it was came running back out because he was delivering something
to
the building.
Boot bikes.
Well, because he locked it to like a sign down there, which probably not supposed to do whatever. But like. I was like, now hang on a second. she just looked at me and decided I might look like somebody who might have rode a bike to work today. Which, by the way, I just walked up, you know, right. Like I just walked here from where I parked my car, by the way, over there. But I was like, I was a little bit like, ah, that's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. So I got stereotyped as a bike rider today, which I would love to be if I lived a little closer and it was a little safer to do that. But riding a bike down Atlanta Road in the morning. Traffic seems like a good way to die, and yeah. I don't
want
to die.
Yeah, I don't want you to be a roadkill.
Yeah,
but yeah. No, I don't think I've ever. Oh yeah, obviously being a big black man, you get stereotyped all the time.
people. You said when you were abroad, people thought you were Shaq, right, or something like
yes,
that.
Yeah, but that was like. I was in the Philippines. Nobody in America is going to confuse me for Shaq.
Right.
No, but it would make sense if someone who doesn't know you was like, "Are you a pro athlete?" Like that would.
I was asking the same question. Do I look like one? Look at all these fucking grays in this raggedy dad bod I got. Do you think? Shut up, Abe. Do you really? Like seriously?
Do you? So when people ask you, like, what do they say? Like, do you play football?
No. Do I play basketball?
Oh, do you play basketball?
Yes. Like,
got it.
Why? Because I'm taller than you? Have you ever actually seen an NBA player?
Right.
They're actually pretty fucking tall.
Not only that, but actual NBA players in real life are incredibly skinny.
Yes.
Like, there, people, I think, would be shocked to see an NBA player in regular clothes because all they do is run around all day. Yes. They're all like 6'7" and very skinny. And then they stop playing and their body turns back to normal and they look like a more normal person. But they're all huge.
There's a guy I run into every once in a while when I'm walking the park and I'm like, I've never asked him, but I'm like, that guy has to have played ball. Now, he's like irrationally tall.
Like, why?
He's like 6'10".
Don't mean he play. I saw a 6'10" fucking.
You can tell he's got bad knees.
I saw a 6'10" guy at fucking Walmart loading fucking things in the morning.
Well, he may have played. He just wasn't very good.
He don't look like he just looked tall and goofy as fuck.
Yeah, no, that's true. Some people are just tall.
Yeah.
That is one, you know.
He's also like always wearing basketball gear.
Oh, God. Is he black too, Abe?
Maybe he's just a fan. That has been one thing about living here, though, that's very different than living in the Pacific Northwest, is there's just a lot of big-ass fucking people down here that maybe they played, maybe they didn't. But I just remember, like, my first day here, and, like, Jarvis walked in. And I was like, that guy's just a radio producer in the South? Because if that guy lived in Seattle, he would be one of the greatest football players that ever came out of the city.
Yeah.
Like, they'd be like, oh, and there he is, Jarvis Davis, former 5-star. Like, played at the University of Washington for 4 years. Jarvis was a good football player in college and played Arena League and stuff like that. But, like, down here, there's just a lot of guys that look like Jarvis. Up there, there's just not a lot of guys that look like Jarvis. And I was like, oh, that guy's a radio producer, huh?
That's funny, though.
All right. Fills stereotype. Up the whole doorway.
What do you get stereotyped, babe?
You tell me, man. I'm not really.
I'm not a big stereotype guy, so that's why I don't really.
What do you mean? You don't like the stereotype people?
I do my best not to. Like, I'll make fun of people, and it's not necessarily a stereotype. I just make a joke about somebody. Weird motherfuckers. I'll always say, you know, he looks like there's some bodies around.
Looks like this.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'll do that. But I won't be, like, stereotyping, thinking that is a possibility.
Here's the thing about stereotypes that, I don't know, for whatever reason, people don't want to admit. The reason they're stereotypes is because oftentimes they're true. Right?
No.
Like, they're not always true.
Right.
And you shouldn't just assume something about someone, because then you're potentially being a bigot, or you're being whatever. It's like
stereotypes are much larger. You were talking about a presumption.
In the grand scheme of things, like society-wise,
yes.
When people are like, that group of people oftentimes does this, well, it's oftentimes true. You know what I mean? Like, the reason something becomes a stereotype, just like the reason something becomes a cliche,
yeah.
The reason a phrase becomes a cliche is because the phrase is true and people say it all the time. Like, a lot of times, stereotypes about groups of people become that way because they're true. It's not always true. It's not on an individual basis.
Has it ever gone the other way where they weren't true, but it became true after they spoke it into existence type of thing?
Yeah, probably.
Like, I guess we have to do it this way now.
Probably. Yeah, probably. And that's unfortunate. But, like, you know, a lot of times that stuff just, you know, it becomes a stereotype.
Why are we okay with positive stereotypes? And obviously I understand why we're, like, disproving of the negative stereotypes, but like, there's some positive stereotypes that people are like, yep, I am, that's right, exactly.
Well, it's like Asian people being good at math, right?
Right.
It's like, well, I mean, it's not bad to be good at math, but not every Asian person is good at math.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know, I went to high school with a lot of Asian people, and then some of my buddies are like, well, I suck at math. And
right.
Like, everyone's disappointed in me. Like, they just assume that I would be able to know this.
But it's always crazy.
And I don't.
Because I had a couple of Asian friends that, you know, their stereotype is like, you know, as far as the parents, the pressure and everything like that.
Yeah.
I've had some.
Because a lot of times it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
And then if you're like that guy you're talking about, you're the disappointment. I'm like, man, fuck you, man.
Yeah, maybe you're good at something else.
My kids, as long as my kids try hard, and I know that, because I'm an expectation that if you get A's, I expect you to always get A's. I don't give a fuck. You know, that's just my view of things. But I understand some of them are different,
mm-hmm.
and some, but my kids are different. Like, Kai is the smartest of all of them. Mm-hmm. So I expect Kai where she is academically and everything like that, and not saying anybody else is dumb, but I know where everybody else falls into.
Because
I'm around all of them.
Different strengths.
Yeah, because I'm around all of them. So I know what the fuck. Like, my expectation, Samson ain't going to be a straight A student, but he better not come in here with no fucking D's and F's.
Right. It's a difference, I think, between straight A's and doing your best.
Yes.
Right.
And I understand when they do their best. Yeah, that's all I ask for. Do your best.
Everything falls sort of under this, but the trying to keep it very simple for Lily understands it now and she repeats it, and Jack will understand it when he gets older. But there's really just three things for me. Do your best in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do your best in everything. And at school, whatever. Do your best in everything. Tell the truth. That's paramount. That's probably number one. And be kind to people. Be kind to us. Be kind to yourself. That's it. Yeah. If you can do those three things, you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah. Everything else falls.
Because everything kind of falls underneath that umbrella yes. of stuff. But I didn't realize I was doing this, that I was like drilling that in. But like Lily said it to Ashley the other day. She's like, Mom, there's three rules. And I was like, she knows. She knows the three rules. You don't follow them all the time, but she at least knows.
At least you know.